He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. And good afternoon and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in the work of the Lord. We are rejoicing on this Friday morning in the work of the Lord because the Lord is doing a good work where? Inside of us. And inside of Make Your Day Count family on this Friday morning, I just believe as we study the Word of God together all this week, we becoming better. Our mind has been enlightened by the Word of God. And we now are going to take a step back, look at what we're doing, and do it a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Yes.
On Sunday, you had touched on John chapter 4. The woman at the well. And how that relates to building a legacy church and doing ministry outside of the four walls. So let's, in John chapter 4, starting at verse 19, the woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is come, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
So right there, mm-hmm. right there. That is so powerful. Mm-hmm. We sometimes just run through mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. But when we slow it down and start to read it and look at what it is saying and the presentation of that, make us know how important it is to not lock ourselves mm-hmm. into a box.
Yeah, limit our worship to a place.
To a place. Mm-hmm. Come on, help me out here. Mm-hmm. we box ourselves in. Mm-hmm. And Jesus was saying, "Lady, I love that scripture. Mm-hmm. Jesus says, the hour mm-hmm. has come." Mm-hmm. Ooh, somebody mm-hmm. needs to mm-hmm. shout here this morning. Mm-hmm. Jesus was bringing freedom. Jesus said to this lady, "Lady, those shackles need to come off mm-hmm. your feet yes. and your hand, because the hour has now come." Mm-hmm. It come right yeah. now.
And now is.
And now mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. Ooh, somebody needs to shout. Mm-hmm. That is not up there. Mm-hmm. Is where God is. I'm going up to that mountain. Mm-hmm. And we don't call it mountain. They were going up to that mountain. Now, in our days, we go up to that church. Jesus said, no. Mm-hmm. God is a spirit.
Yeah.
Come on, catch that mm-hmm. revelation. Mm-hmm. He says, God is a spirit. Mm-hmm. And if you better know who you mm-hmm. are worshiping. Mm-hmm. And I love what Jesus put it. He said, "Woman, you worship who you don't know." Yeah. I perceive. Mm-hmm. You worship who you don't know. Mm-hmm. You worship the God that you have an encounter mm-hmm. with. Mm-hmm. You know how we teach at Diana Church? Mm-hmm. We teach our believers. You have to have what? Spiritual encounter.
With the God of the Bible.
With the God of the mm-hmm. Bible. Oh, mm-hmm. We're strong at that. Mm-hmm. You have to have a spiritual encounter mm-hmm. with a God in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Not a head knowledge of him. A spiritual encounter.
And that's what the woman had. Because in verse 28, it says, the woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, mm-hmm. come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came to him. So this woman went back. She came with her encounter yes. that she had with Jesus. She left what she came there to get, the water. Yeah, the she woman. Left the water pot. She runs back to the city and she's telling people, come see a man who told me all things I ever did. Well, those things that he told her weren't good things that she had did. But she did not feel a spirit of condemnation. She took it as he sees the best in me.
Her, yes,
he's
her.
Bringing a transformative word.
Okay.
And she appreciated that so much. That impacted her so much. Because you want to go tell, if somebody just told you all the bad things that you did, you want to go tell a whole bunch of people, hey, come see a man who just told me all these things. There was a way that he ministered to her that she didn't feel condemned.
Yeah.
She felt empowered, freedom. So now she tells them and they leave the city and they come to where Jesus is. So she's evangelizing. Now, she didn't have, 5 years to go to theology school and learn all these things before she become evangelist.
Yeah.
She uses her encounter
yes.
that she had with Jesus and she goes and now she draws people to. She's not trying to teach them anything. She's trying to draw them to him so that he could then teach them and impact their life. Sometimes we think we have to know too much or we need certain certifications and we need all these credentials before we could tell somebody the good news of Jesus Christ. She's talking from her experience, what he did for me, how he empowered her, how he freed her where in her mind, because she had a lot of weight that she carried in her life from relationships with men.
Yes.
And she had all that weight that she was carrying, and now she was empowered. She was free. The way that he spoke to her, he broke her out of religion. He broke her out of this of condemnation, and now she's excited about it. So let's get excited again
yeah.
about the things that God
Come
has
on.
Done for us. Sometimes we're really excited at first, but then 5 years goes by, 10 years goes by, and we get complacent. Let's be excited again.
Yeah.
David said, Lord, restore to me the joy of your salvation. So let's ask God that. Restore to me the joy of my salvation so we could be on fire again like we once were when we were telling people. Sometimes we get to a point where we feel like, well, everybody around me already knows, so we just stop telling people. Or we feel, oh, they have to figure it out on their own. We just stop telling people. Let us be the mouthpiece that we have been ordained by God to be. In our circle of influence, in our family, let's speak on the good things of God. Not that we are trying to, go round and round with scriptures and a theological debate, but just what he's done for us. Let's start there. I used to think really crazy, and now my mind is free. Let's share those testimonies with people. Let's tell them how, it was rough when I was raising my kids, too. I felt like I was going to, catch a charge.
Yeah.
I felt like I was going to have to, but God brought me through. Mm. So let's tell the generations to come the good things that God has done for us when we were weak, that he was strong
yes.
in us.
Because this is the reality of God. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
This, what we're teaching here, is the reality of mm-hmm. God. And that is what this generation mm-hmm. that we're passing on to, mm-hmm. they are a generation of real.
Mm-hmm.
They say, Pastor Dyke, keep it real, Pastor. Mm-hmm. This yep. generation here. They didn't tell you, keep mm-hmm. it real. They want a real God.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, yeah, we're going to keep mm-hmm. it real. So you have a real encounter
mm-hmm.
with God. Like the woman at the well.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was real to this woman. Jesus keep it real to her.
Mm-hmm.
And not condemn her. but just be real. Mm-hmm. And she saw herself. Mm-hmm. And she saw and received the deliverance power of God. Mm-hmm. And she was on fire, man. We said, oh, she was on fire. You know, I know she was on fire because she didn't walk back to her town. She ran. Diane, she didn't walk back to her village. She ran because she was on fire.
Yeah.
Something got a hold of her. The truth, the transformation of the power of God got a hold of her. And I think it's that verse where Jesus said, woman, the time is now. Mm-hmm. You read that there. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that was real.
Yeah.
Jesus was going to history. He says, the time is now, right now, where you will encounter this God, because God is not in some building. Mm-hmm. He's a spirit. Oh, man, that is powerful. Mm-hmm. He said, God is a spirit. And they and whoever worship him have to worship him how? Not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, I gave a whole big teaching about that. Yeah. In church.
She had the history.
Yeah.
And she had the future because she had said, yeah, she know at some point he's going to come. The woman said in verse 25, the woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Mm-hmm. So she had the history and she had the future, but he was the bridge right then and there to bring it together, to bring the history and the future expectations together. Jesus was the bridge.
Yeah.
He said the hour is coming and now is.
That's
so he put
that
clarifying part on it. Yeah. He said it now is. So the history and the legacy are coming together through the bridge of Jesus Christ. He brought the two together. So the history and the legacy. And just think now, you know, some the mid generation, older generation, whatever, some of the practices of the mid and the older generation, just think about what the generations before would have thought of those practices. They would have thought they were wild. They're out there.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes people put forth a conservative viewpoint, but to the generations before that, it wouldn't have seemed so conservative.
Yeah.
So when we look at other upcoming and such generations, we can't judge them because they are equipped for the time that they are called to live in.
Yeah.
And the season that they are called to fulfill.
Yeah.
So that's what they're for. You know, it used to be if you didn't have on, you know, certain clothes, certain pantyhose, certain this, you couldn't, people wouldn't bring you in no church.
Church, yeah, you can't. you don't have the right garment. You can't walk in there. Who dare you to go to church in a short? Yes, because it's 100 degrees weather we live in now. Hallelujah.
But Jesus, he is the bridge from the history to the legacy. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.